اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. وبعد. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Last few days of Ramadan, and I hope everybody is having a blessed Ramadan and Mubarak, and inshallah you make dua for me and all the Muslim brothers and sisters everywhere inshallah. Iftar time is fastly approaching and there's not much time for me to talk, and really there's no days as well left because today I think it's about 21-22 iftar, and my time is between 4 to 4:30, and really there's no, you can't really carry on talking after iftar or even after breaking the fast, but inshallah see what happens. So to get to the point, I've been talking about the 10 things of fitrah and about purity and about remaining pure and clean and, you know, rest of the things connected to this. And the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by many hadith scholars in their books, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the 10 things are from fitrah, qassu sharibi, shortening of the mustache, i'fa'u al-lihyati, lengthening of the beard, wassiwaku, using of the miswak and the siwak, wastinshaqu al-ma', and rinsing of the nose, qassu al-ghufari, clipping of the nails, ghaslu al-barajimi, washing of the joints, natfu al-ibiqi, and removing of underarm hair, on the armpits, وحلق العانتي, and removing of pubic hair, وانتقاص الماء, استنجاء, and also the 10th one, which is الختان, mentioned in another hadith, circumcision. So I've been talking about these 10 things of fitrah, of purity, of the sunnah of prophets, about the natural things for the human being. 5 have been covered: shortening of the mustache, covered; lengthening of the beard, covered; siwak and miswak, talked about that. And yesterday I talked about the rinsing of the nose and gargling, which is one. As I mentioned, these two both we will consider it to be one. That's number 4. And number 5, I talked about al-khitan, circumcision. Let's leave this with another 5. So today I'm going to go into those inshallah, and just really rapidly and quickly I'm just going to discuss these. I'm feeling too well as well today, so inshallah please excuse me for if I don't talk well. So we have the next one here, which is qassu al-adhfari. Qassu al-adhfari, the hadith says qass means to clip, to cut. And adhfar, the word adhfar in Arabic is a plural, which means nails. So adhfar means nails, the cutting and the clipping of the nails. This is also one of the 10 things of fitrah, a very important sunnah, and a very important part of our, you know, the purity aspect of Islam. There are reasons why this has been narrated by our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he mentioned this to be one of the things of purity and one of the things of fitrah and one of the things of the nature. The reason, could be many, but just one or two reasons which comes into mind, which the ulama have discussed and mentioned and related and stated. One is that keeping long nails causes impurities, dirt and filth to be gathered under the nails. If you don't cut your nails, if you keep the nails long, then what happens? Impurities, dirt, filth, and things like that, they get stuck and they gather below the nails, and which is impure, which is not right. Of course, you need to stay clean. So this is one of the reasons. And we know that. We see sometimes people who have long nails that it becomes all black and dark, and it becomes all black and dark, and all this impurity gets gathered under the nails, and it's really dark, you see. So therefore, this is all impurity and dirt becoming gathered below the nails. So this is one of the reasons. Another reason is that it stops and prevents water reaching that part of the body which must be washed whilst performing wudu and whilst performing ghusl, whilst taking a ritual bath or the obligatory bath or taking and performing of ablution. Because the part on the pores of the fingers must be washed, water must reach there. And if the nails are long, then water may not reach there, which will as a result make the ghusl, the bath, invalid, or the wudu invalid. So this is another reason as well. So it's a very important aspect, the cutting of the nails. Keeping long nails is not part of our faith and deen. It's a very important. Brothers and sisters, males and females. Males normally cut it, but our sisters, unfortunately, they want to keep long nails and imitate the non-Muslim. This is wrong, really. It's not right. You should and you must, clip your nails, cut your nails every so often, every 2 weeks, every week. You know, there's no adornment or beauty in keeping long nails. Long nails in the early times used to be the nails of witches or something. I don't know where this came from that you keep long nails. It looks so ugly, really. And it's not something of adornment. So keep short nails, normally you can put some henna and what we call mehndi in the Urdu or Gujarati or whatever, but in Arabic you call it henna. We can put that, and inshallah that's good. So this is very important, that we cut the nails, whether it's a male or it's a female. Remember here, when we say that there's a special method, the ulama have mentioned this special method, but nothing clear has been mentioned in the hadith that you must start from this finger and end at that finger. There's nothing clear cut and explicit mentioned. You see, therefore many ulama have stated that just cut as you wish, as you desire. There's nothing, so therefore extra emphasis, you should not place extra emphasis on this, that you must cut from this side or that side. But however, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to like to start everything from the right hand side, and so therefore you should do the right hand first, and if you start from the right side, it's better, it's mustahab. But the tartib, the order, is not something necessary or greatly recommended per se, and neither the day has been fixed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no fixed day for it, whether that it's sunnah on this day. Nothing specific like that has been mentioned. Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani mentions this in his book, and many other ulama have stated this. And so therefore, once a week at least, twice a week at least, if not once a week, nails should be cut. It depends. Some people, their nails grow very fast. Within a week, they'll grow. So they should cut their nails more often than those those people whose nails grow slowly. After cutting the nails, it's recommended that you bury it. It's recommended to bury the nails. Everything, the ulama have stated, anything that you remove and you detach from the body. You see, the body, after a person passes away, the mayyit, the janazah, when the person passes away, what do we do? We bury it under the ground. So similarly, anything that is connected to the human body, hair, nails, anything that, is moved and detached from the human body, it is also recommended to bury that as well. It's not necessary, but it's recommended. So therefore nails as well, it's recommended to bury it, but it's not necessary, so therefore sometimes it's difficult. Therefore the ulama have stated that if you throw it away in a place, like you wrap it up in a paper or something, and you put it away, throw it away, there's nothing wrong whatsoever. It's not sinful or anything like that. So it's better to bury it, but sometimes difficult. Every time you cut your nails, you go somewhere to bury it, it's difficult sometimes. I mean, it is difficult, so therefore it's not necessary. But it is makruh and dislike. This is what the ulama stated, that it is dislike to bury your nails in a place where you take a bath, mughtasal. Where you take a bath, in the toilet as well. In the bath and in the toilet, you shouldn't flush the nails down, which is makruh. This is what the ulama has stated. So this is just briefly about this, the aspect of cutting of the nails and, making sure the nails are short. male as well as females, brothers as well as sisters, is very important. And I said the sisters really should, you know, take this into account, that keeping long nails is not right. It's not right. And if it becomes extremely long, then it will be sinful as well. Because remember, it's two reasons there. And also, you know, the water does not reach below the nails. So therefore, it's very important. Extremely long nails, it's not recommended for, I mean, women should abstain from it as well. And another thing which has just come to mind, that some women, I mean, following the trends of the time, they put nail varnish or nail polish on, which is completely not right. It's because it stops and it prevents water reaching the nails. Any wudu done, any ghusl, it will not be valid. If you perform your wudu and you perform ablution, or you take an obligatory bath, a ghusl, after, you know, becoming pure from your menstrual cycles and your menstrual periods, after that, or after going into the state of impurity, water does not go through the nail polish or the nail varnish. It's a barrier. It prevents water from reaching the nails. And therefore, the ghusl is not complete. The wudu is not complete. And if the wudu is not complete and the ghusl is not complete, then salah is not valid. Prayer is not valid. If prayer is not valid, then, you know, everything's not valid. So therefore, it's, you know, you must avoid nail varnish, polishing your nails. It is not permitted. Yes, to use henna on the nails, that is permitted. That's okay, rather it's recommended. Why? Because that is not considered to be a perceptible barrier. It's not something which is like a perceptible barrier which prevents it. It's just, it's not a coating. The nail varnish or the polishing of the nails, that's like a coating. But the henna, it's not a coating. It's just changes the pigment of the color. It's just, the color is just changed, that's it. So therefore, this is one of the other things, number six part of the fitra, the tenets of fitra, the cutting of the nails, brothers as well as sisters. It's very important that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is part of the sunnah of all the prophets, and it's part of the nature, it's part of fitra, it's part of purity, it's part of hygiene, it's part of the natural thing for a human being that he, she should clip and cut her nails. We go to the next one, number seven. The seventh thing from the ten things of fitra is غسل البراجمي, the hadith where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَقَسْلُ الْأَظْفَارِ, and then after that he said, وَغَسْلُ الْبَرَاجِمِ. غَسْل means to wash. We have in the Arabic language, we have a غُسْل and we have a غَسْل. You see, they're both same words, but just the changing is of the haraka. You know, like غَسْل is the fatha. Fatha of the, on the غَا, there's fatha. And غُسْل is with the ضَمَّة. So غُسْل and غَسْل. غُسْل means to take a bath, and we use that in other languages as well. Ghusl is to take a bath. And ghusl does not mean to take a bath or a shower, it means to wash. Ghusl means wash. Ghuslul wajhi, washing of the face. So ghuslul barajimi, washing of the joints. What does that mean, washing of the joints? The meaning of washing of the joints is that barajim is the plural of a word called burjuma. The hadith says barajim, meaning that really any, it really talks about the joints in the fingers. Okay, you know the real literal translation of that is, you know, the back of the fingers, you know, where the joints are, where there are lines in the back of the fingers, you know, where there are lines, because it's very likely that dirt will be gathered there. But it's general, the ulama have stated the meaning of it is general, that any part of the body where it is feared and where the chances of dirt being gathered are more likely. There are more chances of that. Just that any part of the body. مَنْ يَجْتَمِعُ فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَسَخِ. Any part of the body in which it is likely and there's a great possibility of a bit of dirt being gathered there, then that dirt should be removed by washing it away and removing it completely. So wherever there's like, you know, the joints of the body, wherever there are creases in the body, you know, places like that where it's likely that dirt gets gathered. So this is very important to remove it, like the inner part of the ears. Inner part of the ears, you know, around the ears, that's the joints of the body. Back of the neck, a lot of times it's very important that when you go to take a shower or a bath, we scrub the back of the neck, because that's, it's very likely that dirt gets gathered there. And also, you know, the ears area, as I said, and any part of the body where it's likely that dirt will be gathered, and it's part of fitrah, that we should remove it by washing it, by cleaning it. So this is the meaning of, you know, ghaslul barajimi. Okay, so that's how many done. I think there's nobody here next to me who tell me. So, you know, when we talk, nobody in the masjid or something says, how many done? So they'll tell you, okay, yeah. So you know, people are with you. Here, you're talking to the wolves. You don't really know if people are listening or not listening. Or I'm sure people are listening, but you don't get no feedback. But so I think we've done seven here. Yes, we've done seven. We've done five, and we've done two more today. Ghusl al-Fari and Ghusl al-Barajimi. The cutting of the nails and washing of the joints of the body. Okay, seven. We have three more left, and I'm going to do one more today, inshallah. We have Nadful Ibiti, the removing of underarm hair, Halqul Anati, and shaving of the pubic hair, and Intiqasul Ma'i, and Istinja, and cleaning yourself when you go to the toilet. That's very important. That's, I'm going to talk about it like separately. So we've got three more left, and I'm going to talk about the next one, which is Natful Ibit. Qala Fitra is Natful Ibit. Natf is to plant. The word in Arabic, Natf, means to plant. And Ibit, Al-Ibit, with a ta at the end, not ta, ta. Al-Ibit means underarm, the armpit. It's called Ibit. Ibitun, and the plural is about in Arabic. So natful ibit is to pluck the underarm, pluck the hair which is on the armpits. So this is a number eight, the eighth thing, which is from the fitrah, from the purity, from the sunnah of our beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is very important as well. And removing of underarm hair has great emphasis, a lot of emphasis in the hadith as well. And the word natf has, what is the reason behind this? The hikmah, the wisdom, the reason behind is that, you know, having long underarm hair causes bad odor. You see, you know, sweat being gathered with the hair, it's a really bad smell. And it's bad odor, and it gives harm to other people and to your own self. If not to your own self, then at least other people you give harm to. And also because of sweat and dirt and everything gathering with that hair, it's not recommended that a person should make sure that he cleans that part of the hair. So it's very important that part of the body we make sure that we clean it, and we make sure that we remove the hair from there. And that's one of the wisdoms. And as in the hadith where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that, as I mentioned, that it says natful ibiti, which is plucking of the underarm hair. Now here, this is the reason, because of this hadith, the ulama have stated that it is recommended to pull and pluck the hair which is in the armpits rather than shave it. There's nothing wrong in shaving it, there's nothing wrong in, you know, removing it any way, shape or form. All these things which we are covering, removing of the hair can be removed through shaving, through using of creams, through using whatever. Everything's permitted. There's nothing necessary. But some places it's more recommended to use one thing, one method than the other. Like for example here, it's recommended that the person should not shave it under the hair, which is under the underarm hair, it's better, it's recommended that it's plucked. The reason why is because what the ulama have given the reason behind this is that if you pluck it, then it takes more time for the hair to grow back. You see, if you pluck it, if you shave it, then the hair will grow very quickly. But if you pluck it, then it will take more time for the hair to grow back. And also another reason is that the bad odor which is under the arm, it becomes less if you pluck it than shaving it. And also another reason, another fa'ida or another benefit for that is that the hair, which if it's plucked, then it will grow soft and it won't be very spiky, the hair. But remember, this is the first time when a person is doing that. But however, if somebody's been shaving the underarm hair for years and years, and now they start, after listening to me, they start plucking it, then it's going to be a problem, you know. So it's difficult. So therefore, if you've been shaving it all the time, then it's not a problem. You can shave it. As I said, any method can be used. So this is about nafful ibti, the removing of the underarm hair, which is very important. And I said that there's nothing wrong in shaving it as well. And it should be first, the right arm should be worked upon. The hair in the underarm of the right hand should be first removed, and then the second one. As there's no specific thing mentioned, but as I said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to like whatever, everything he used to like to start from the right hand side. So similarly here as well, right hand side, right arm first, and then the left one. It's recommended to remove this hair every week, as I was talking about in the cutting of the nails as well. It should be every week. It's better that every week. But if somebody can't, then at least in 2 weeks. Average, the ulama have stated, because some people, their hair grows very quickly, so they may need to do it every week, every Jumu'ah, for example. Some may need 2 weeks. So it's recommended that every 7 days, every week, the hair is removed underarm hair. If not, then at least every 15 days, 14 days, 2 weeks, which is average. And maximum, which the ulama have given, is 40 days. After 40 days, a person will be sinful. To keep a hair unshaved, unremoved for more than 40 days, underarm hair, that person will be sinful. And this is the same ruling is given with pubic hair, which is the next one, which inshallah I'll talk about tomorrow. So after 40 days, the person will be sinful. So this is, I think, basically with regards to natful ibti, removing of underarm hair. And I think I'll end with this inshallah. And as I mentioned, that you can use anything, even the creams, the various types of creams which are available, that can be used as well, and that can be used, inshallah. So these are the 8 things of fitrah which we have done. The hadith, again, the things which we have covered for the past few days, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Ashara min al-fitrah, 10 things are from fitrah, 10 things are from the sunnahs of all the prophets. They are part of purity, they are part of remaining clean and pure. Number one was cutting of the mustache. Number two was lengthening of the beard. Number three was using of miswak. Number four, we said, rinsing nose and gargling of the mouth. And number five, which number five, which we done, was al-khitan, which was circumcision. We talked about these five, and today we discuss three: qasul al-fari, which was cutting of the nails; ghasl al-barajimi, washing of the joints; and natful ibti, removing of underarm hair. So we've done 8 things out of the 10 things of fitrah, inshallah. We only have 2 more things left, and inshallah we'll talk about them tomorrow. One is pubic hair, and the other one, which I want to talk about in detail, because it's got a lot of rules connected to it, which is istinja, which is cleaning yourself after going to the toilet, after relieving yourself, cleaning oneself with water, and the rules connected to that about making sure the drops of urine are removed from a person's body, inshallah. So my time is up now, 4:30, and JazakAllah khair for listening. I need to leave now, inshallah. With that, I said, inshallah, I take permission. JazakAllah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.